It's time now for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. Governor David Ibe is offering to offset increases in rent faced by residents in a Kaka'ako senior housing project. But if he does it for this facility, what about others soon to be in the same predicament? Anita Hofschneider joins us with a story about rising costs for the elderly in senior housing. Hi, Anita.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us about this. How's he going to figure this all out?
Well, you know, for the residents of Nale Hulu Kupuna, which is a senior housing project in Kaka'ako, the future is looking a lot brighter than it was a few weeks ago when they got a letter from the developer who recently bought the complex telling them that their rent was going to go up. And the developer said he would subsidize them for up to a year, but that he couldn't guarantee what would happen after that. And so a lot of seniors were really anxious and wondering what was going on. And so Governor Ige's announcement the other day basically said that he would find some state subsidies to help them for the next 15 years. And these subsidies would only go to current tenants, but essentially would help make sure that they wouldn't be displaced.
Right. But what about other projects that are going to be finding the rents going up?
That's a big question. And so, you know, we've seen rents rising, you know, all across Hawaii. And in senior housing projects, they've been increasing in places as far apart as the west side of Oahu and in Manoa. And you've seen rents going up, ranging from 2% increases to as much as 10% increases in these projects. And that's affecting the seniors there. You know, for example, in Manoa, they're going to have a meeting soon organized by Councilwoman Kobayashi to talk to EAH Housing, which is a developer there, to figure out what's going on and you know, get more information to the seniors. And so one thing that the governor's announcement possibly opens up, you know, related to Kaka'ako is whether there'll be more money available for some of these other projects.
Right, because you are wondering, well, is this just a short-term fix and something to use because it's an election year and he's, you know, trying to get keep his seat?
It is an election year, and he's facing a tough race this year, and it does not look good for him if seniors are getting displaced in Kaka'ako, because as you may know, when he was running against former Governor Abercrombie, he really criticized the luxury high rises going up in Kaka'ako and made affordable housing a key part of his campaign. And so now, it's a big question whether or not this is just related to his campaign or what this would really mean in a broader sense of what's going to happen to seniors all across the state.
That's right, because the city did try to do a big push to have private sector come in and take over and I think rehab a lot of these subsidized housing projects in Honolulu, and that fell apart. I think it was started under Mayor Carlisle and then was under Mayor Kirk Caldwell. But that didn't happen. And so at some point, somebody's going to have to pay for these improvements. And, you can just see it being passed on to the residents.
Well, the developer actually did receive about $3 million, I believe, from the city and county. And it's part of this new affordable housing fund that as part of the mayor's affordable housing strategy. And so there is a city investment in this project for rehabilitating the facility, which is kind of getting old and aging and is in need of some improvements. And so in this case, the city is actually working with the developer on this as well. So the city has a role.
Right. So big question mark as to what happens in Kaka'ako with other projects that, the residents might be seeing these huge increases.
At least I know that some residents in Manoa are watching this carefully. They're wondering, what does this mean for them? And I'm sure that residents in other projects, across the state are wondering the same.
All right. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you.
That was reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's reality check from our partners at Civil Beat.